Back now with day-to-day, used T-shirts seldom cost $1,600, unless Raquel Allegra has had her hands on them. Raquel Allegra's haute couture creations have gained a loyal following, including Kate Moss, Anne Hathaway, and Mary-Kate Olsen. The designer shows off her new line at the L.A. Fashion Show, and that starts tonight. My colleague Alex Cohen got a sneak preview, and she brings us this story.
35-year-old Raquel Allegra looks like a modern-day pixie. She's petite, pretty, and dressed in one of her own creations, a gray, oversized top that was once a T-shirt worn by a convict. She tells me she used to get T-shirts from vintage shops, but found herself needing a lot more than they could supply.
The T-shirt source resource that I use now is actually a recycling plant, and they have the exclusive rights to everything that comes out of L.A. County Jail. And actually Southern California jails, both men's and women's.
Her brand of felony fashion now appears in magazines like Elle and Vogue. It's created in Allegra's beautiful home in the Hollywood Hills. Though she's incredibly successful now, Allegra says she grew up without much.
I didn't get to go clothes shopping very often. And when I did, you know, it was mostly secondhand shopping, you know, which I, of course, love to do now, but I was forced to do then. You know, I always wished that I had more. And so I started just taking my clothes apart and putting them back together again in ways that I preferred. Or, you know, if I couldn't afford to go and get something new, I could make something new.
Allegra said she never seriously considered a career in fashion. She felt it was too competitive of an industry. But she kept making her own clothes, and then, a few years back, she moved to L.A. to pursue a singing career. To pay the rent, she picked up a job at the luxury department store, Barney's.
I was making my own clothes and wearing them to work, and, you know, every day people would stop me and ask me, you know, I want that, you know, I want what you're wearing. And so at some point, I had collected and created enough pieces to have a trunk show at my house. So I just called all of these people, and they came and they bought all my stuff. It was a very cool feeling.
Since then, her business has grown a lot.
Will you get it? It's Melinda in Sweden.
Allegra now sells to shops in Russia, London, Paris, Hong Kong. Some of her most popular items are the prison tees turned into tops and dresses. In her workroom, Raquel Allegra shows me one she calls Butterfly.
It's got a little bit of a butterfly look where the sides drape down.
What was once a giant black T-shirt has been painted with a bleaching agent, giving it various hues of purple and gray. It's been shaped into a dress, and in some areas, the material has been shredded by hand, creating a webbed effect.
It kind of accentuates the shoulder, and you see some of the skin through the shredding. I think shoulders are very sexy. And the way that the shredding hangs, I think, is really unusual. It's got kind of a crepey texture.
Can I touch it? Do you
yeah.
mind? It just looks so much like something you really want to touch. It's so, it's soft, which is exactly what you think it would be. And the webbing is just incredible. I mean, it really feels gauzy almost. How delicate are these pieces? I mean, I look at something like this and think I would love to wear this, and I'd be terrified that within 2 seconds I would find a way, because I wear things hard, to completely destroy it.
You know, I do live in the pieces, so I know how fragile they are. They get caught on things. The holes get bigger. But I appreciate that about the pieces. I think, you know, it's life's texture in a way, coming in to shift the piece and make it your own.
May I ask what these pieces retail for?
This piece is, I believe, $650. Certainly not an inexpensive T-shirt. But I think when you look at it and touch it and wear it, you know and you can feel the handwork that's gone into it. And I think that's something that's really missing in clothing, is that hand touch. You have a sense of the person that created it. And I think there's so much value in that.
The handwork that goes into these pieces is intense. Raquel won't reveal too much about it, except to say she's working on a patent for the process, a process she calls deconstruction. Not only does it wear down the T-shirts, it wears down Raquel to the point where she was suffering tendonitis and carpal tunnel. Now she has an assistant do the deconstruction, an assistant who gets regular massages and trips to the chiropractor. But still, Allegra can't keep her hands completely off the work. As she shows me a scarf that's part of her new fall line, she starts yanking and tugging on it.
I'm always kind of massaging the pieces and pulling on them, and they're always changing. I feel like there are these things that exist that they're like art. I just want to play with them and touch them all the time.
There's another dimension to her creations, their criminal history. Remember, these pieces started off as T-shirts worn by inmates at L.A.'s jails. Raquel Allegra says initially she wasn't quite sure about the karma of it all, using T-shirts that had been worn by people who had broken the law. But then she had a change of heart.
Spending hours and hours sorting through, you know, 1,000 pounds at a time of T-shirts, it was really a meditative experience. And I really made my peace with it. I felt like there was some bit of forgiveness and transformation that could happen through my using these T-shirts. And so now I actually feel that it's wonderful that I'm using them. I don't feel that there's a negative aspect at all. It's a really powerful gesture, actually.
That said, Allegra won't be using inmate T-shirts forever. She says the jails recently switched the cotton blend they use. Their new T-shirts are too thick for her purposes. Raquel Allegra shows off her fall collection tonight at the LA Fashion Show. Alex Cohen, NPR News.
And if you want to see a couple of Raquel Allegra's pieces, you can go to our blog, npr.org/daydreaming.